Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday night, Friday, September 29th, 2023. Last Friday in the month of September. September, 12 minutes past the hour, joined in studio here by Matt Morgan, Sean Kraft, our regular Friday panel, and we should mention Carrington Nelson is on vacation in Florida this week. She'll be back next week, but we have been joined. I don't know if we've ever had four people in the studio at the same time. Have we, Sean?
No.
No. Matt, you remember four people here at the same time?
No.
So this is like a... We're testing the fire marshal tonight.
Right,
that's the important thing. That's what we're doing. We're joined by Emily Landon, who's been here before, and your cousin, right?
Yes.
Maddie.
Yeah.
Yes. M-A-D-D-I-E.
M-A-D-I.
Oh, now see, you told me wrong.
She spelled it wrong. Don't
blame
me.
Sorry.
Oh, M-A-M-A-D-I.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, is that short for something?
Madison.
Oh, you're Madison. Okay. Name's Madison. Very nice. That's a nice name. I like that because that could be a boy's name or a girl's name.
Right.
Yeah. So, Madison, what school do you go to?
I went to Pleasant.
Went to Pleasant. How was that?
It was good.
Good. Did you like going to Pleasant?
I loved it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We got a call coming in here. We're going to come back to Madison and Emily. Oh, that was horrible. I know. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Well, maybe not. Well, if they call back, we'll grab them here in a second. If that was you, give us a call back, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, 13 and a half minutes past the hour. So, Madison, tell us about Pleasant.
Well, I went to Pleasant up until sophomore year, and then I went to Tri-Rivers for my junior and senior.
Well, what'd you go to Tri-Rivers for?
Welding.
Welding? Mm-hmm. My goodness gracious. That is not what I would expect.
No.
No. So are you a welder?
Yes. I went my junior year I was in automotive and then senior welding. So
now you're how old?
I'm 19.
19. So you now how did welding come into your life?
It's always just been around, like my brother did it. Someone else that I knew did it. So
I think that's very cool. Because I think in this day and age, there should be no male or female related jobs. I think everybody should do anything they want to do.
Right.
If you like to weld, weld. If a man wants to dress people's hair up, let him do it. You know, that's what I'm saying, Matt. You understand this?
Yes, I do.
And Emily, for people who, what school did you go to?
I also went to Pleasant.
You also went to Pleasant.
Yeah.
You were in the musical.
Yeah.
Yeah. You enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was fun.
Now, since we've talked last, you now want to do what with your life?
I want to be a teacher.
Want to be a teacher. My goodness. But you don't know what grade you want to teach yet, right?
Not yet.
But you do know you want to teach.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think that's good. It's commendable to be a teacher.
Yes.
I do that in my spare time. You just get a little spare time and you go over and you teach the kids. Keep them nice and happy. Now, we're going to get to something here momentarily because we've got something coming up here. But, Matt, it's your birthday. 20
yeah.
years old. We have no teenagers on the show anymore. Well, except these two. But for tonight. But you're 20.
Yes.
What have you learned in your 20 years of life?
I've learned a lot of things. I don't know what you...
Well, like the most important lesson you can give the audience out there tonight.
Things given have no value. You should work for it and earn it.
Really? Now, what would you say that means?
I think if say somebody was like gifted a car, the odds that they just run that car into the ground and blow it up are significantly increased than if they just bought the car for themselves. Because they understand the time and effort that it took to get the car.
Really? That's interesting. Oh, here, I think this is what we were waiting on. We're just going to kick old time here. If you didn't catch that. Yes, this is what we've been waiting on. This is exactly what we've been waiting on here. Now, as many of you know, today is Matt's 20th birthday, so we wanted to find something special to do for Matt on his 20th birthday, so I could think of nothing more fun than this, because one of the big things we do on people's birthday is, you know, you sing to people on their birthday, but we are really not singers here at this station, so we had to go to Matt's favorite singer, to be really honest with people, on the line with us today from Toledo, Ohio, the legendary prophetess mayor herself, Opal Covey. Opal, how are you?
Oh, I'm just fine. I'm enjoying this.
Oh, you're enjoying. Well, I'm so glad you're enjoying it, Opal. Now, what are you calling in for tonight?
I'm calling in to wish Matt a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
First of all, I'm going to play it on my harmonica.
All right, hold
on. And then I'm going to sing it.
You go, all right, now hold on, Opal. I want to make sure everybody understands this at home. It's Matt's birthday, and Opal, right now, is going to sing. You're a very good singer, right, Opal?
Well, I try to be.
No, you're great. Listen, you're great, Opal. Don't hedge. And you got your harmonica out tonight, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to play it first, and then I'm going to sing it.
You're going to play the harmonica, and then you're going to sing it. All right.
Yes.
All right, Opal. We're ready for this. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Okay, I got to lay the phone down to play the harmonica.
I'm going to give you a little introduction here, Opal. This is the legendary Opal Covey, Matt's favorite guest of all time on this station, here for his 20th birthday, just like Marilyn Monroe to JFK. It's happy birthday. Go ahead, Opal Covey, here on WGH Talk. Hit it, Opal.
I'm back, and may you be happy, and may you have many more birthdays, Matt. And may God bless you richly. And remember when I was 20, and that's been a long time ago, but I've been very happy with all the days of my life. I'm going to sing to you, happy birthday. And I'm going to bless you. I hope, bless you with my voice, and I'm going to just sing your birthday. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, Mr. Matt, happy birthday to you. And the rest of the night, be happy, and be happy in all of your life. This is a happy time, and I have enjoyed my call. Goodbye, and I hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to take a bite of that cake off and eat it for me, okay?
That was wonderful, Opal. I never heard the second verse there. That's wonderful that you added to the song.
Oh, well, okay. If you liked it, that's what matters, is if you like it.
Matt, say goodbye to Opal.
Bye, Opal. It was lovely. Thank you.
Thank you, Opal.
What? Oh, okay. I was hearing someone back there.
Yo, go ahead, Matt. Talk to her. I didn't have your mic on.
Oh, okay. I said thank you, Opal.
Okay.
It was lovely.
Have a blessed, beautiful, beautiful rest of the night. And I want to make this mention. When I have my birthdays, which I've had many, and I love them, every birthday I love it. But, you know, I celebrate my birthday for a week. Yes.
That's wonderful, Opal.
And I just want to share that with him. Maybe he'll want to take a week.
Take a week.
Celebrate what God has given him. Life.
Life.
That's wonderful.
I took my vacation week this week.
Yes, to be happy. And enjoy everything. So all of you be happy and enjoy the rest of your night.
You too, Opal. Thank you.
Send my love.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you go, Matt. Does it get any better than that?
It does not, no.
Oh, man. Opal Covey saying happy birthday to you. I got a little tear in my eye.
I love it.
It was
great.
Going on. She, I tell you, you can say a lot of things about her, but you can't critique her singing, can you?
Nope. She's
right off American Idol.
Absolutely.
I don't know what that whole spiel was there she did, but man. I was just enthralled. I'm sure listenership went up about 70% there.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Man, that was exciting, wasn't it, Sean?
It was.
Emily, had you ever heard Opal before?
No, I have not.
She's fascinating, isn't she?
Very.
She probably would have got the lead in that musical, wouldn't she?
Yeah, probably.
You know, she celebrates her birthday for a week.
Yeah, I heard.
And she's like, I don't know what that second verse was, but God bless her. I mean, I'd never heard that before. What was that? I mean, honest to goodness, what was that? I mean, she just went to business for herself. I think she wanted more airtime. I said, Opal, you got 2 minutes, sing happy birthday, and she stepped on it. She said, well, I'm just going to sing until he shuts me up. And I felt that I shouldn't do that because I'd get like a lightning bolt or something. So I didn't get in her way. But there you go, a happy birthday from Opal Covey. Now, that makes your night, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Now, why is she your favorite?
Because she's
insane.
She's probably just the most entertaining person that I've met while being here.
Yeah, tell your favorite Opal story. See, mine is we go up to Toledo to interview her, and she's dressed like the American flag. And I'm interviewing her at a McDonald's. And I have to go to the restroom at one point, and I see her going after you. And I just know that you're about to get it. And what happened? I didn't stick around for that.
She told me after the video to get to where she is in terms of her religion that I should start by reading Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
Matthew, Mark, and Luke, not John.
Correct.
Just Matthew,
Mark, and Luke.
Well, if anybody knows how to get there, she does, because she's been chloroformed and stuck in a ceiling, and the cops have come and tossed her out in the street, and she's been thrown out of Walmart and
Lowe's.
She got thrown out of Lowe's. We still don't know where she gets her mulch. Poor lady. Right?
Yep.
John, they really tortured Opal up in Toledo.
Yep, absolutely.
Now, I should mention, Emily, Matt, do you know why Emily came in tonight?
No.
You have no idea, do you?
No.
Well, this is an interesting thing. Emily, why are you here?
His birthday?
His birthday. And?
I bought a pie.
Bought a pie. Yeah. How about that? She's here for the birthday celebration. And what kind of pie did you buy?
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin. And whose favorite pie is pumpkin pie?
I do like pumpkin pie.
Because you're not a fan of?
I do not like cake.
Not even birthday cake?
No.
But Opal said, have a piece of cake.
I'll have a piece of pie for her.
She was just sticking around for more air time. She was just trying to stick around, say whatever she could say. So Emily brought the pumpkin pie.
Yes.
So we're going to have some pumpkin pie here in a minute. This is going to be fun. But is this a good birthday?
Yeah, it's
unforgettable?
It's been good.
Well, we're not done yet. We've still got, 45 minutes or so here on the air. God only knows what will happen in the next 45 minutes. We do have a top 10 list. We probably should get the top 10 list out of the way, shouldn't we?
Sure.
Let's do the old top 10 list here real quick, and then we'll find out some more fascinating things going on the show tonight. Let's see if the drum rolls here. Apparently, there it is. There's the drum roll. Now, here's the category tonight from the home office in Columbus, Ohio. Top 10 things Ronald McDonald does in retirement. Now, if you're just tuning into the show, what we found out last week was an American icon, a man who used to appear on my radio show many years ago. I did charity shows with this man. I did variety shows with this man. Legendary clown, head of really McDonald's. Ronald McDonald has been put out the pasture. He's gone. I'm still depressed about the whole thing. We called McDonald's corporate last week, and I think there's a little hinky business going on there. I think that they might have, off Ronald McDonald.
I mean, it sounds like it. They said it's not public information.
Not in the public domain. I think the people at McDonald's corporate invited him in for like a birthday cake. Happy anniversary, Ronald. And he bent down to blow out the candles, and they hit him over the head with a skillet. I think that's what happened. So, Ronald McDonald is in retirement. I don't know how that happened. So, the top 10 list tonight. Top 10 things Ronald McDonald does in retirement. You understand?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
That's the category. Sometimes you got to understand the category to understand the answers. All right, top 10 things Ronald McDonald does in retirement. Number 10, vacations in France where clowns are beloved.
Sounds about right.
It's a good thing to do since apparently they aren't here anymore. Number 9, writing his tell-all autobiography. And you always tell the truth in a tell-all autobiography.
I'd buy it.
Always. Tell it all. No secrets. Number 8, things that Ronald McDonald does in retirement. Denies allegations of a secret relationship with Grimace. Did you know about that?
Ian
Grimace. In the broom closet at McDonald's. You still got to deny it. All right, number 7, former campaign manager for Mayor McCheese's re-election campaign, now available for work in Marion.
Yeah.
Put that on his resume. Why not? What happened to Mayor McCheese? Number six, spends hours per day talking to Social Security trying to verify his identity. They just won't believe he's Ronald McDonald, the one and only. Sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you can't get Social Security? It's really a shame. Top 10 things Ronald McDonald does in retirement. Number five, he weekly updates the flowers at Ray Kroc's gravesite. The founder of McDonald's. That's nice. He goes over and waters the flowers. I hope somebody does that for me when I'm 6 foot under. All right, number four. He failed the audition for Dancing with the Stars because of his big shoes.
Yeah.
Darn it. He could have made a comeback. It would have been great to see him out there dancing with the stars. He's a star. Number three, gives deposition testimony at the Representative Jim Jordan investigation of the Hamburglar. You know, there's always those investigations going on in Washington, even in the Hamburglar. Top 10 things Ronald McDonald does in retirement. Number two, calls the bingo games at his retirement home. That's nice. Cute, isn't it? That he's calling those bingo games. All right, and the big take me home here. Number one thing Ronald McDonald does in retirement, hosts a home shopping network show selling Happy Meal collector toys. God bless his heart. Top 10 things Ronald McDonald does in retirement. It was a good list.
I agree.
Was it not, Matt?
Loved it.
What'd you think, Sean?
It was good.
Emily, what'd you think?
It was great.
Great. What do you think, Maddie?
It was awesome.
Really? Do you know Ronald McDonald?
Personally?
I know. No, like as an acquaintance. Do you know who he is?
Yes.
Are you upset to find out that he's been retired?
I think I'm just now finding out.
Are you depressed?
Very.
It's sad, isn't it? Why did we retire this man? It's made me angry. Nothing makes me angry.
The angry clowns that came.
Yeah, there's all kinds of
2015.
But who cares?
Well, apparently McDonald's thought that it wasn't a good look for killer clowns to be out and about when Ronald McDonald was a clown.
Red hair, a white face, big floppy shoes is a bad look. Yellow jumpsuit.
I guess so.
I'll tell you what, when he used to come in and be on the radio with me, it was beautiful because it was like 6:30 in the morning, and I would go out to the back door because the office wasn't in yet, and I would go out to the back parking lot, and here would be like a little Volkswagen, and this red hair would get out of the Volkswagen, and there he was, Ronald McDonald in the parking lot, and I'd just escort him right up to the studio, and I'd sit there, and you know, that was stark white when it's in your face like for 45 minutes like that. You're just staring into that thing. And the questions get a little lame after a while. Like, how's the Hamburglar? You know, what do you do in your free time? Where do you dye your hair? You know, you really, it's a stretch, but he used to guest on the show. That's back when radio, we had the really big stars. Ronald
Sounds
McDonald.
Good.
Oh, yeah, he was a big deal.
Got to try to get him back on. Ask him about retirement.
You know, he's retired. It's depressing.
I don't think he might not want to talk about it.
No, he's probably depressed.
He's on Instagram, though.
Is he on Instagram?
Yes.
Does he Instagram out?
Yes.
Really? When's the last time he Instagrammed?
I think about a month ago.
Oh, poor man. I guess it's all depressing. Do you like clowns, Emily?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Well, what is that thing with clowns that certain people have?
They're scary.
Really?
Yeah.
Ronald?
Not Ronald, but like other clowns, you know? Out of context.
Like, Halloween, not a good time for you.
No.
A lot of clown. Yeah. What about Bozo?
Bozo the clown.
He's right there. You see him?
He's okay.
You know, he was on the show, too, and he says I'm his favorite interviewer.
Really?
Yeah. Bet you wish you had an autographed picture from Bozo on your wall.
Oh, I sure do.
Well, don't you want that to hang in your room? That's a fascinating shot.
Yep. I want to look at the picture all night.
Yeah. What do you think, Maddie? You like Bozo?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah,
I need it on like a billboard.
You don't have a fear of clowns, right?
I don't know. I can say I have quite a few clown encounters in the dating life.
Oh! Well, now you've stumbled onto our favorite subject on the show. You've dated some clowns.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Did they have white faces?
White faces.
Red hair?
Curly hair.
Really?
Not red, brown.
What made him a clown? What did they do?
Like, seriously?
Yeah, we want to know it all.
Well, they cheated on me.
Oh!
Three different girls.
Three different girls. Wow. Now, when you say cheat, what do you mean?
Like, messaging back and forth.
Oh, see, that's, we didn't have that in the old days, did we, Sean?
No.
We didn't have messaging.
We didn't.
No, we had like smoke signals.
Right.
Yeah, that's what you went outside and it was like a you found a Native American and you found some kind of blanket and that's how you talk to people. And then we got telephones.
Yeah.
So what was he telling these girls?
Like, saying he wants to move in with them, like start a life and stuff like that.
Oh, wow. Was he telling you the same thing?
Yep.
Oh, that's crushing. How did you find this out?
They actually sent me pictures of the messages.
So they outed him.
Yep.
So they didn't love him.
Nope.
No. How did you get over it? That's what we really want to know. Because you seem like a fun girl. What? How'd you get over all that trouble?
I'm over it now, but at the time, I got back together with him instead of splitting.
So. Oh, so you don't want to do that. That's called the boomerang.
Oh, yeah.
You know what happens when you do the boomerang? You get hit in the head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So why'd you go back after all that?
I thought he was, like, the one, you know?
Oh, there it is.
Yep.
My two favorite sayings. You're the one. Or, I never met anybody like you before. Yeah. Once somebody says that, you know nothing's going in their head. They can't be reasoned
with.
Yep,
you done lost.
Emily, have you ever met the one?
No.
Are you afraid to meet the one?
Very.
You don't want to do it.
No.
You don't want to do it. And that whole, don't ever say you're like nobody I ever met before. Because we all know that's a load of crap. Because you meet hundreds of people in your life.
But what if it's the truth, you know?
What does that mean?
I don't know. Like,
Matt, true or false? This ain't happening.
I think that you've met 100 people probably just like that person.
Darn right.
Whether or not you know it is a different thing, but you've met at least 100 people just like them.
Right. So, don't say that. It's bad. If you take any advice from this show tonight, don't ever say you're the one, and don't ever say I've never met anybody like you before, because it's like, don't spit up in the air because it'll come back in your face. And that's what you don't want to do. Everybody, I believe that people do believe it, that they think that's the one and that they've never been. But it's not. They're all going to turn. Everybody's phony in the beginning. Let me just tell you, that's what we've all ascertained from this show over the time we've been on, right?
Right.
Everybody's phony in the beginning. Because they want to win you over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is very.
Well, I don't think, back in the days, I don't think it was more like that. But these days, yeah.
Well, I think it's very tough now because you've got all that instant messaging stuff.
Right.
You know, Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and Twitter and just too much.
Right.
It's too much. Do you have TikTok?
Yep.
Do you have Facebook?
Yes.
Do you have, what's the other stuff?
Instagram.
Mm-hmm. That seems like a lot of work.
It is, but I normally just stick to one.
See, I do the Facebook and that's it. Because the other stuff is just too much work. You know, videos. I don't want to see people dancing around all the time. You know, that's tiring for me. You know? You're dancing at Arby's. Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, now you're dancing at McDonald's. Oh, good. Well, now you're just tired of it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, Instagram's not just all about dancing anymore.
I think that's TikTok is what TikTok. I always see.
You gotta, like, build your algorithm. Make it so that it's not just all the dancing videos. I get some pretty interesting content on my TikTok.
Like, what's on TikTok?
Just, like, funny stuff, you know?
How to build a log cabin or something?
Oh, no. Yeah, actually, yeah. I've had stuff pop up like that before. It's really interesting.
What I don't get about TikTok is these stupid battles.
They have battles?
Yes.
They have battles. I don't do it. I have a TikTok, but I couldn't. I just didn't understand it.
I think I have TikTok because people send me TikToks, and you have to have TikTok to open it. But other than that, I don't get on it. I support the banning of TikTok.
Banning of TikTok. So are you single now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Is this a recent development?
No. Our relationship was like almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years. That's a long time.
Recently ended it. So.
Now, how old a boy was this?
Like
your same age?
Yeah.
19. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, now you're single and you're liking that.
Yeah.
That's good. I think it's the best place to be.
Agreed.
Yeah, because you can talk to people, and people don't get angry or jealous or all cranky all the time. Because people get cranky when you're talking. This was a question we had a few weeks ago, was it not? If you are in a relationship and you talk to somebody else, is that cheating? Like, have a friend who's of the opposite sex. Is that cheating?
It depends on the, like,
conversation that you're having.
Well, like, what can't you talk about?
Like, sexual things in between, like, those two certain people. Like
the two people who are not married.
Yes.
Or, like, I feel like if you go to, if you're talking to somebody or you're in a relationship with somebody and you go to someone of the opposite sex and you talk to them about your problems in the relationship, I feel like that's a little bit like a no-no.
But don't you gotta vent to somebody?
Yes.
Like, a lot of my friends are female, so they come to me for advice.
Yeah.
Because I'm the great advice giver in life.
Yeah.
If I give you advice, it's going to be right. You might not like it, but it's going to be right. So, but I don't think I should be penalized just because we're not of the same sex.
I mean, yeah, but I just feel like it depends on, like, the intention.
What do you think, Matt? We've discussed this.
I'm pretty sure that last time the description was given that Emily is giving, I mean, at least I came to the conclusion that it sounds more like a best friend. When you confide in somebody like that, it's more of like a close friendship.
Yeah, why does it have to be more than a friendship if you're just telling the person your stuff?
It's a very vulnerable moment.
Yeah, but I mean, it's your friend, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not more than a friend.
No.
No. So I think that's why it's okay to do that. I mean, I think it's, you know, you tell, I don't have anything to tell anybody, but if I did, I would tell who, I guess it wouldn't matter to me if it was a male or a female. I would just tell it. Now, the conversation we were having before you got here was, do you tell people secrets? Like, if you know somebody's secret, and let's say they're rude to you, is it okay to spill their secret?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
I say yes.
See, I think yes, too. I think that, you know, you should be nicer. If you want your secrets hidden, you should not be rude.
I feel like, I mean, if it's something, like, really serious, I would never, like, share someone's secrets. But, like, if it's something like, okay, why not?
But if you tell somebody a secret, then should you not be nice to them?
Yeah.
Because I think then you've just opened up a whole can of worms with that person.
Yeah.
Right?
I think the best option to keep secrets is to just not tell secrets.
Just keep them all in.
Yep.
Just never let them blow. What do you think?
I mean, I'd agree with Matt on that one.
Are either of you Swifties?
A little.
Really? Because Carrington is a Swiftie. She's nuts about that whole Taylor Swift. Because Taylor
Swift... She likes to smell her.
Yeah, she wanted to smell her, she said. Wanted to sniff her.
Yeah.
And I don't understand that. And I don't understand why people pay billions of dollars to go to see her sing. You know, and then they cry. What are they crying about? It's Taylor Swift.
It was like, you know, like when you met Bozo the Clown. It was like that moment. You're like, oh my gosh. And then, you know.
I don't recall doing that when I met Bozo. It was more, hello, Bozo, let's do an interview. I don't remember that. See, I think that's the difference.
I feel like some people have, like, an emotional attachment to her music. I feel like that's, like...
You know why?
Why?
Because she dates boys, and then she breaks up with them, and then she writes songs about the boys and makes a gazillion dollars doing it.
I feel like it's just like Olivia Rodrigo. Like, she did the same thing, but I like her music, so it's, like, you know...
Sounds like she also found the strategy here.
Yeah, it's a strategy in life, because apparently girls want to hear songs about breaking up with boys.
Sometimes it feels good to scream those lyrics.
Really?
Yes.
Like, what's your favorite song?
By who?
What was his name? Pato Oliveira? Yeah, there you go. I got all his stuff at home. What's a song you like?
Vampire.
Vampire.
Yeah.
Well, like, what's a lyric? You don't have to sing it, but what's a lyric?
You know, I can't really think of the top of my head.
Like, suck your blood or something? That's what vampires do, isn't it?
I think one of the lyrics is that, maybe.
What do you think, Sean?
What's that?
Do you think Taylor Swift should be making a gazillion dollars off other people's sadness?
I think she's really smart.
Now she wants to date this football player.
Yeah, little does Travis Kelce know he's about to fall into the same trap as everybody
else.
Why
is he doing it? Is he stupid like everybody else?
I mean, he made it to the NFL, so probably.
It's a mistake. The man should not do... And did I read recently that Taylor Swift is buddying up with his mother?
Yes.
What is that?
Taylor Swift was at a football game with his
mother. Buddying up with his mother. That is so nasty. That's wrong, that Taylor Swift. She's an evil person.
No, she's smart.
Buddying up with the mother?
Well, she's a smart girl.
Should not do it.
I have some lyrics.
Let's hear some lyrics.
Okay, so...
This is who, again?
Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, Olivia. Okay. Yes. Olivia Rodriguez.
Okay, so here's some of the lyrics. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
I used to think I was smart, but you made me look so naive. The way you sold me for parts as you sunk your teeth into me.
Ooh.
Yeah. Deep.
That is deep.
Very deep.
Yeah.
Sold you for parts. That was the lyric, right?
Yes, that was the lyric.
When you sunk your teeth into me. You know, that sounds like a little welding in there, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever sold anybody for parts?
Nope.
Okay. What does that mean?
I don't know.
You just like to yell that, though.
Maybe.
I mean, it was just, I was just reading.
I don't understand what that means.
I was just reading one part.
But I mean, I what does it mean? I'm just trying to interpret what that means.
I feel like she was, like, meaning, like, a relationship, like, draining her, you know?
Oh, she was draining. Oh, relationships, you know, are draining.
Yes.
Every time I've been in one, you know, like 5 minutes into it, I am exhausted.
5 minutes?
Yeah, five. I don't recover. I mean, it just is awful. I mean, they really are dangerous. They're hazardous to your health. I mean, they really can be. I think relationships be banned.
I can banned. Vouch for that.
There you go. How long has it been since that boy left town?
About 2 months.
2 months? Mm-hmm. So you're over it by now, right? No?
Maybe not.
See, I'm over those relationships about 5 seconds after they leave.
I wish it was like that.
Thank God they're gone.
Oh, man.
Matt, your relationship that you were in, how that ended, you were happy when that came to a crashing halt.
Yes.
Yeah. You matter. What were your parting words to her again? They were very loving. Let's hear those words. We've heard them on the show before. Let's hear them again.
I told her
it's a good birthday story. This is what you told your girlfriend.
No, yeah, ex-girlfriend, yeah.
All right, but she wasn't ex at the time.
Well, you gotta get there, you know?
Okay, here we go. This is how you got there.
I told her that she had the brain capacity of a goldfish, and I didn't like talking to her anymore.
Oh. Burn.
Imagine that would be the way. I can't imagine they wouldn't be together after that.
You could have no intelligent conversation with this person.
See, that's a problem.
Yeah.
You gotta talk at some point.
Yeah. And that's why it didn't go very far.
But she's moved on.
Yes.
Yeah, she's doing fine. Well, when you part with people, what do you like to say?
Goodbye.
Yes, goodbye.
Goodbye. So long.
It's been nice.
Yeah.
What were your words in parting with this boy? Do you have some words?
I'm done.
Well, after three.
Oh, after three?
Yeah. It was probably upsetting, wasn't it?
Oh, very. You could ask her.
Depressing.
Yeah.
It had to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's a distrust. Dishonesty. High level. I can tell it's still there, isn't it?
The what?
It's in your mind.
Oh, yeah.
You think about this boy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't give me his whole name, but what was his first name?
Nate.
Well, right there, that's a loser name. Everybody I've known who's been named Nate has been a loser.
I can vouch for that.
I mean,
I know two. I know two.
And they're both, you know, losers. I was going to use another word, but I didn't want to get into that. But they are, people named Nate are not bright. They're dim bulbs, and they just don't got it. But that's life as you know it. So this is the way it is tonight. So why do you like pumpkin pie and not cake?
I don't like icing. So I guess cake itself is fine. I just don't eat icing.
Just don't eat the icing.
Yes.
What's your birthday wish? Because we don't have any. You know,
I have candles.
You do?
Yes.
Oh! Let's break it out then.
Look at that, she came prepared.
She came prepared. This is great. We should have done this minutes ago. Emily's got the cake and the candles.
Cake?
You didn't know this. Pie, excuse me. Normal people would have cake, but we're having pie. Look at this.
Hey, whoa. What's wrong with pie?
No, this is a gourmet pie.
Kroger.
Yeah. Kroger, man.
I was going to say, straight from Kroger.
Straight from Kroger. Look at that. All right, let's put. Now we're gonna get a picture of this here, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Look at this. Look what your friend Emily did here. Isn't this nice?
Yes.
This is very nice.
Get the candle out.
Don't worry, we got plenty of time. Take your time. By the way, we're celebrating Matt's 20th birthday here tonight, and Emily has brought him a pie. Very nice, with the 20th birthday candles. You never suspected any of this, did you?
No.
You're excited now, right?
Yeah, it'll be good. Lighter?
I do.
Oh, here we go. Thank goodness, because we didn't have anything here.
Welcome
to. Here we go.
Hang on 1 second.
Two.
We're going to light the candles. Here we go. This is good. They're green.
Yes. I didn't want to, like, get a... I don't know, like a...
Oh, this is good.
Pink one.
You should have.
No, the green's good.
Ow!
Oh. Emily just burned her finger. She'll be going to Marion General when this is all over. All right, the candles are lit. No, maybe not. Pretend it's at Nate's head. You'll get it. All right, now should we do something here? Opal's already done the happy birthday. Should we do it?
Yes.
No.
Happy birthday!
No?
Yeah, that's fine.
What do you mean? Yeah. No.
You can say it, no singing.
Hey! Okay. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Matt!
Woo.
Blow those candles out.
Let me put it on video. Hang on.
Oh, we're getting a video for this.
Okay, here we go.
We archive everything. Here you know.
All right.
Here we go. Blow them out. There you go! Happy. Did you make a wish?
Yes.
What was your wish?
That I don't die this year.
Wow. That's good. Were you planning on it or something?
No.
20 is not really the year people go out.
Yeah, I know, but like that's, you see, it's the same thing as my New Year's, because it's one that I can almost guarantee that I get.
You know, one year that won't be right, though.
Yeah, like, you can only fail one time, though.
One year you're not going to fire. Boy, there's smoke in here now. It's a whole thing. But this is a great birthday, is it not? You'll never forget this one. Opal Covey singing pie. 20th birthday. It's a thing here. You hurt yourself.
I did.
I feel horrible now. Emily has hurt herself, Matt.
His drink's cold.
Yes. Yeah. Put your hand on the drink. There you go. God. Have you never lit the birthday candles before?
I did it with my non-dominant hand.
See, why were you doing that?
I don't know.
Golly. I'm nervous now. I feel bad that you're injured.
It's okay. I think I'll be okay.
It's not one of those degree burns, is it?
I hope not.
Not like a first degree, second degree, third degree?
It's just red.
It's just red.
It's just gonna blister.
It's just gonna blister.
Yeah.
It'll be okay.
It'll be fine. It's wonderful. So, Sean, what's your most memorable birthday?
God, I don't know. So I had so many of them. Like, Opal.
Yeah. That was a memorable birthday moment, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
That was, you know, when she got on there and sang and tried to hold that song. Tried to hold us all hostage.
Absolutely. I can't think of any right now. I had so many of them.
Emily, do you have a birthday that sticks out in your mind?
Not really.
This one, where you burnt your finger.
It wasn't her birthday, though.
Yeah, but you have a scar forever. You'll remember this birthday.
Yeah, I will.
No memorable birthdays?
Not really.
This was a bad question. Maddie, any birthday memories?
I think I just blacked out through all my birthdays until now.
You black out? When's your birthday?
April 29th.
April. Yeah. Hey, usually people don't black out in April. That's like a happy month, spring.
Well, like, I blocked that all out of my mind, so I don't really remember.
Is it because of all the clowns?
Yep.
Really? Were they there on the birthday?
Oddly, no.
Well, they were. See, that's a sign. Mm-hmm. When the boy isn't there for your birthday, bad sign.
See, but I don't... See, birthdays are kind of overblown anyways. You just kind of wait.
Yeah.
You wait for what?
Exactly. You just kind of wait. And then all of a sudden, hey, it's your birthday.
Well, yeah, but it's a day. It's like Christmas or Thanksgiving or, you know, Arbor Day.
Yeah, but Christmas is a set day. And
wait,
so
is your birthday
like,
set?
Yeah, but it's set for you.
Right. Me.
Yeah, but... I don't. Why are we celebrating just waiting?
What? I don't know. We're celebrating your birth.
Okay.
Hence, birthday.
Yes.
Okay. Listen, we're going to do a topic here to wrap up this program, I think, this week. But you've had a good birthday. We're happy to hear that. Now, this has been one we've been talking about a while, and I think this will not get us in any trouble. Do you believe people are more authentic, real, or are they more phony, fake?
I say they're fake.
You think people do things to get attention?
Yes.
There you go.
I think the majority of people are fake.
And we've had that conversation because people are not authentic. They'll do anything to get your attention. But what? I bet that boy, what's his name, Nate? Yeah, Nate. What was he like in the beginning?
He was very sweet.
Very sweet. Did he buy you things?
Sometimes.
Pay for dinner?
Fast food.
Take you on trips?
Not really.
Oh. Well, but he did buy you fast food.
Yeah.
Well, God bless him. So, but then by the end, he wasn't buying fast food anymore, was he?
He still was, but he was just complaining.
Well, because of the other three girls, he probably didn't have a lot of extra money.
Probably.
When you're buying everybody Big Macs, there's a whole problem. You know, it's trouble. It's trouble. You can't, but that's, we would call him phony then, wouldn't we?
Definitely.
Emily?
Yeah. Love bombing.
I like that term because I believe that's a true term. I believe that people in the beginning.
You gotta have the 3 month rule.
See, I think that's a 3 year rule. people will hang on. They'll be phony as long as it takes.
Yeah, I guess so. But the thing that I've like seen on social media is like the 3 month rule. If they like stop being like nice after 3 months, let them go.
So what is nice? What will we define as nice?
Like, you know, affectionate, buying you things, you know, doing things that people would in a relationship, but it only lasts for 3 months.
But don't you think people will do it until they get what they want? Until they get the relationship?
Yes.
There you go. So that's why you have to wait them out. Eventually,
guess,
they'll cave.
Yeah, I guess.
But I think it takes longer than 3 months sometimes. I've seen people put that show on for years.
Yeah.
Then one day, the mask hits the floor, and you find out who the real person is.
Yep.
Like, it reminds me of the time I was engaged and didn't propose. So it was a real interesting thing because she came up with the engagement in her own mind. So she was delusional, in a way. And I did not know till that Christmas party that she was delusional.
I love being delusional.
You like being delusional.
No, that was a joke.
Right, because delusional is scary.
Yes!
Because when somebody stands up at the Christmas party on Christmas Eve in front of the family and everything, and she says, I got an announcement to make, and I'm waiting to hear the announcement, I'm like, oh, this will be good. I think this is going to be entertaining. And she says, Scott and I are engaged. And
I'm so uncomfortable.
Well, I'm thinking news to me. Because I don't remember that.
No.
Well, that's what happened. Yes, that's the story. And it was Christmas Eve, and I didn't want to wreck the Christmas Eve party.
Yeah.
I was there.
Yeah, by saying, what is this?
What do you mean?
Yeah, it must have been April. I must have blacked out or something. But no, after that, I was gone.
Yeah, you called me like a couple of days later. I need you to help me move.
I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Because this girl is nuts. She's wacko. And I did not think she was nuts at the time, but you can't do that.
Don't you have to ask the person?
I thought.
Get down on one knee. Give him a ring.
No.
Will you marry me?
You're waiting for that.
Yeah.
Oh. See, I don't know because, you know, I don't think there's much chance of me ever doing that with anybody. I mean, I think they could be the one, somebody I never met anybody like them before, and I still would not get down on one knee. And those words could not come over my tongue, out of my throat, into the... Because I think marriage is scary. That's my phobia in life.
Agreed.
I would probably get down one knee, but I couldn't get back up.
Yeah, who'd get you back up?
Don't ask
me.
Yeah.
I have a phobia. That's my phobia in life, is marriage. It really is. I think it's not like a scary thing, because I think I would marry somebody if I really liked them. I've never really liked anybody. But the point is that... It's paperwork. Why do we need paperwork?
It's a very, very large commitment.
Yeah. Why paperwork?
I don't know.
And those wedding vows, I'm telling you, they're a suicide pact. Till death do us part. Till we're
selling
together.
Your soul.
We're together till one of us dies.
It's a trap.
And then you see those old married couples, 50 years, they're sitting in the restaurant, not talking to each other anymore.
Aww.
They're not in love anymore.
So sad.
They no longer care. They're just waiting to die. Somebody take me. I'm tired of staring at this person. We go and get soup every day. I can't take it anymore.
You know, on this topic, this reminds me. I was at work one day, and I said, have a nice day. And the guy said, no, I have to go back home to my wife.
See, there you go.
My mouth dropped. I was like, what? I was like, there's no way you just said that to me.
See, because when you're young, you think love is true. It's phony.
But what if it is?
No, it all hits the floor one day.
Okay.
Well, it does. I'm sorry to say it does. Because, like that guy, he clearly did not... One day he was on his knee with that woman, and he was giving her diamond rings and taking her out for fast food and buying, and I don't even want to go home to her anymore.
So sad.
One of our coworkers has found the one, and he wants to propose to her.
How cute.
Yeah, no, I tried to tell him it was a bad idea. He did not listen.
Once they say he's the one or she's the one, you can't talk sense to people. I think when people say that, they should be taken straight to the mental institution in the hospital, right in the wing, and put in there until they can get some sense talked into them. Because nobody is the one. That's just like movie talk. Right?
Well, I mean, I ain't saying there's some couples that stay in there together for a long time.
So older, but again, they're coming into the grocery store saying, "Don't send me back to that person."
Yeah,
I don't want to go home. Or they're out in the restaurant having soup. It is true though, and you know, have you ever seen that movie Notting Hill?
No.
Oh, it's a good movie. You got to watch that. It's Hugh Grant and the woman. Who's the woman? A big famous actress, Julia Roberts.
Oh,
okay. It's a good movie. It's a love story, and I was watching it with one of the people from the past, and there's a line in this movie. It's phony, you know, it's fiction, but it's she's a movie star, and he runs a bookstore in this town called Notting Hill, and somehow they get together, you know, and it's all woo 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 and all this, and then she wants to, I don't know if it's marry him. I really don't know what they. She wants him to be the boyfriend, I guess, the steady boyfriend. So she goes to him and says, "Listen, I want you to be my boyfriend. I like you more than just this fling thing that we're doing." And and he goes into this great speech, Hugh Grant, in the movie, and he says, "Listen, you're a movie star. I'm just a bookstore owner. You're going to cast me aside. Everybody knows your name. My mother doesn't even know my name. You know, that sort of thing. And my heart couldn't take the heartbreak." So he gives this great long speech as to why he can't be with the movie star. And Julia Roberts gives a famous... I did not realize this was a famous movie quote until we did the movie quotes here on the station not too long ago. And her line is, I'm going to screw this up because I don't have it written down. But what she says, I'm also just a girl standing in front of a boy wanting him to love her. That's the line. And that's on the 100 top 10 quotes, 100 top 100 quotes, AFI of all time. Now, is that not, nobody's going to say that for real. Is that not a movie line?
Absolutely.
That's Hollywood.
Yeah.
You wait for that, you're going to be waiting a long time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't like it when people expect the reality to be like a movie. You know what I mean? Like, I hate it when people, like, base the relationships off of love movies, because that's not real.
Well, there was a whole thing a few weeks ago we did about how movies have ruined relationships for people.
Yeah.
Because that's not really how things are in real life.
You make things up in your head, and, like, you make it more...
You get delusional.
Yeah.
So how are you going to prevent from being delusional? This is a good thing to end on tonight.
Don't watch love movies.
Yeah, but you know, you don't watch them, but then you run into the one.
Yeah, I guess so.
If you hear that come out of your mouth,
I would give myself the ick.
What is that?
I think she's just like, ick. I would feel sick.
I feel sick.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Now, Matt, what would you do? Because you never know, it could hit you one day.
Yeah, no. No, just... She's the one.
Yeah, she's the one. If I hear you say that, what are you gonna do?
You should probably smack some sense into me.
I'll do it. don't worry about it. I'll keep the big cheese around for that.
Yeah.
Sean, could happen.
Yeah.
You're not dead.
Not dead yet.
Yet. Give it a couple more minutes.
Yeah, there
we'll
you go.
We'll see how it holds up.
I don't know. Probably somebody just, like Matt says, smacked the hell out of me or something. You know.
There you go.
Yeah.
And Maddie, what would you do? You've done it.
I'd probably next time, if this happens again, commit myself to a mental hospital. So
good move.
Yeah.
Good move. I think that's nice. and our final topic tonight, we've done this one before, but it's nice to get different people's opinion. Does age matter in a relationship? I mean, once you're 18, does age really matter? Because this came from the Bratwurst Festival. We saw all these old men walking around, all these old gray-haired men, with these little girls who are young, you know? I mean, they were of age, I'm sure. But there's definitely an age difference in there. There's like a person.
Me, personally, I don't date anyone older than, like, 2 years.
Oh. That's not much.
Yeah, not much.
Sean, what's your rule? You've wrestled with some 90-year-olds.
Yeah, I don't have no preference. I mean, age is not... It's all about the personality.
They've went on to their reward, though, right?
Yes.
The 90-year-olds that you had a little... That's first base, isn't it?
It's for space. It didn't go any further.
No, it didn't go any. Well, they died. they've went on to their reward. We don't know about them anymore. But age doesn't matter.
No.
Okay. Matt.
I'm pretty sure I've brought this up every time you've asked, but Jeff Dunham is over the age of 60, and when his wife and him got married, she was 30.
So age doesn't matter.
She was a whole, like, when he was 30, she was just born.
There you go. So you say no.
I don't think so.
You would date an old woman.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, what about you, Maddie? You've had some experience.
It doesn't matter, but personally, I think the age cutoff limit for me is, like, 25.
25.
25 is a good age.
So that would be 6 years older than you now?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I think that, you know, being at this point 27, I think that probably...
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that age really doesn't matter because as long as it's, you know, you can't be doing illegal things, you know, like, that's wrong. But if you like the person and you like being around them, who cares? I mean, yeah. You know, whatever.
If you like their money, so.
If you like their like money. Their money. You don't want any more fast food, do you?
Nope.
You want those sit-down restaurants.
I want to own the restaurant.
Oh, I don't think you got to hear this. Before I came here today, I about killed Santa Claus. Yes. I was driving. I left the station earlier on today, and Santa Claus was on the road collecting money in a boot, and I did not see him. And I tell you, I was about this close to wiping out Christmas.
Oh, no.
Yes, I did. Why would he be in the road? Get out of the road, Santa Claus. I had to honk at him.
Was he on a crosswalk?
No, he wasn't in the crosswalk. He was right out there in the middle of Delaware Avenue.
What is Santa Claus doing out here in September?
I know you love when the holidays come in September.
Oh, yeah, I do.
The Grinch is out at Kroger. The Grinch Creamer is out in Kroger. And no. Santa Claus is out in the street here collecting money. It's wonderful.
That Grinch Creamer we've had for like a month now.
We get ready for those holidays early.
Absolutely.
We'll be out by Halloween, but you won't be able to get any of that at Christmas.
I hate to see it.
Now, our favorite part of the program, what have we learned tonight on this particular program? Sean, what have we learned? We've had a big night here.
I learned that women can wear sports bras, if I can talk.
It's hard to get that out, isn't it?
Yeah, and changing the cars.
Yeah, it's okay to...
Yeah.
Change in a car as long as you got a sports bra on. If you're a girl. Or a guy, I guess. Depends on what you're doing. Emily, what have you learned in the hour you've been here?
I've learned to never say, you're the one.
if that's the only lesson you take away from this, you're in good position. All right, Maddie, what have you learned? First time here?
I've learned to stay away from certain clowns.
Like?
Nate.
One's named Nate. Yeah. Don't go boomeranging again. All right. Matt, it's your birthday. Big birthday. What have you learned?
I learned that 20 is the same thing as 19.
But now, how has this been? You're about to have a piece of pumpkin pie here. We've got a butter knife.
Oh, it's been amazing.
We got the high-dollar utensils here, too. We've got a plastic butter knife. We're going to cut this thing up and have some... And we got butter, or we've got your mom's... Oh, I didn't... We got to try these on the air real quick.
Oh,
Have a thing there, Sean. Have a Buckeye. What about calling it a Butterfinger?
They're good.
Yeah. These are the famous Buckeyes that are going to help
okay,
a...
I'm going to try to... When you're going to have a...
Yeah, go ahead. Take it, and I'll take one in here in a second. Go ahead. Knock it back. There you go. Sean's got it in his jaw.
Well, that's really delicious.
Is it good? Delicious.
Yeah.
Okay. That's, well, a scale of 1 to 10.
10.
There you go. A 10.
Absolutely.
That's all you need to hear. All right, and I don't like peanut butter, and I'll be honest on this. Here we go. Somebody's got to talk for a minute because this is hard to do on the radio. Talk about what you're watching over there, Matt, with the whole pie thing.
So as of currently, I am watching Emily cut this into eighths while Maddie spins the pie around. it's exhilarating.
This is a very good Buckeye.
Yeah.
I have to say, it's very good.
1 out of 10, Scott.
Oh, I would put it at a 10 because I don't like peanut butter. But I like this.
It's a better one. It's better than the ones at Kroger.
Oh, it really?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they've been sitting there for probably like 6 or 8 months. they've been there a long time. They're like Grinch Creamer. Well, have a piece of pie, Matt, before we go off the air here.
Okay.
Have you had a happy birthday?
Oh, yeah.
You want to thank Opal for the happy birthday wishes?
It was lovely. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. And the birthday song. You know, you already eat peanut butter while you're on the air. It's probably not a good idea.
Yeah, I can't
use it. I should have thought about that before I put it in my mouth.
It's fine.
Wow, this is wonderful. You know, I always wanted to do a show like this, where I couldn't talk. It's great.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm gonna my mouth. It's a good one, though. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how well I cut that pie, but... good enough. I tried.
Take a bite!
Just take your fork in.
Yeah, just dig
in. Just dig
it.
In.
It's yours.
It's your pie. It's go gorgeous. Ahead.
My pie?
Yeah, your pie.
You're not going to eat a whole pie?
You're going to eat a whole pie. Whoa, there we go. How is it? Delicious? All right. Well, say happy birthday to Matt.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Matt.
Matt, thank you for... It's good to have you here. You'll be here forever. It's always a lot of fun. Oh, by the way, you'll come back, right, Emily? It's, what, every 6 months? Every yeah, 6 months you yeah. roll on in here?
Something like that.
Now we got to meet Maddie tonight. Maddie, it's been fun meeting you. It's you going to come back?
Definitely.
Are you going to make sure she comes back?
Oh, yeah.
Do you drive?
I do.
Because I know there's an issue over here with the driving. And this is one reason we can't get her on the... You can come back anytime. You're more than welcome. It'd be good to have more girls on the show, because we got Carrington, and she's here by herself sometimes.
I think it'd be good to have a show with Carrington and Emily.
Yes.
And Maddie.
And sure. Maddie.
Yeah.
I think it'd be good to have them all there. Stack it with the women. Give them the majority sometime. We're two and fine. All right. So, Matt, it's so good. I hope I'm glad you had a happy birthday and everything. And thank you for the cheesehead. And we're going to have a lot more fun here at the station as time goes on. Now you're in the broadcasting business.
It's exciting. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Well, me either at this particular point. Thank everybody for coming in tonight. I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend. For Sean and Emily and Maddie and Matt, who's now 20. No more teenagers on the show. Well, except these two, but we don't know if they'll ever be back. Maybe we could scare them away. Who knows? For the pumpkin pie and Opal and everybody else, Scott Spears, for all of us at WGH Talk for this Friday night, you got to sign it off.
All righty. From Scott Spears, Matt Morgan, Sean Kraft, Emily Landon, and Maddie Landon, thanks for listening. Join us again at WWGH, where Washington crosses the Delaware.
You got it on your birthday. Way to go.
Not really. I just told the crowd he was scared to death of the audience, and they didn't know how true that was.
Honesty is always the best policy. Don't miss it.